Hello guys, and I did try to sound excited, but honestly, this was
It's a
terrible.
somber day in the Rambler Land. Actually, it's out of 10.
This one that we just watched.
The look you just gave me.
Please.
I mean, my
What would you rate it? What would you rate it?
guys. Please, negative something.
Okay, negative three.
Yeah, five.
Try to be nice.
Don't know why I'm trying to be nice.
Usually, at this point of the podcast, we would say this and this was discussed. But was there anything really discussed?
I mean, we talked about a lot. We talked about the royal
Just a
family.
lot of rants.
We
Oh,
talked
yeah.
about.
At some point, we talked about the royal family. Don't ask me how the royal family entered this conversation.
You find out.
Just
It
listen.
was quite a segue.
Because the segues in this episode,
They
they
were
were very much
segueing.
needed. Because this movie.
Something had to do the heavy lifting, and it wasn't the film.
Anyway, we have timestamps in the description
As
and
per use.
just enjoy. Have some. Girl, you have some explanations to
Ever?
do. You have some explanations
Why are
to
you
do.
blaming me for this one? I'm sorry. All I said, Lucy, was I don't think I have the mental capacity to do a pinky film. That's all I said.
And
How we
then
got from my inability to watch a stinky film to you saying, okay, let's watch the Skit Makers. You said it. Don't blame this on me.
I said this or this, and then you said you didn't have the capacity
Yeah,
for
but the other
the
option
or.
was the stinky one.
Well, to be fair, I also didn't have the capacity to
You
start
see?
analyzing. But yeah, it was a watch. It was a watch. That's
I don't even want to spoil
all
that.
I want to say. How was your week?
Life is life things, and life is life things. So, I'm obviously still packing. I have not
I was about
finished.
to
God help
ask.
me.
Okay. That's why
Oh,
it's
I
good
have
to
not
start
finished.
early.
Yeah, I am not done. I don't know when I'm going to be done. I'm praying for myself. But thankfully, because it's Ramadan in the Middle East, well, it's Ramadan everywhere, but like in the Middle East, like, oh, yeah, in the Middle East mostly, because in the GCC countries, so the Gulf countries, we have reduced working hours because it's Ramadan. So I
Okay.
get home at like 3, like 3, 3:30,
Well,
because
that's
I just used to have
cool.
lunch at home. It's just easier for me.
That's
Yeah, it's
cool.
a lot better. But because of that, I'm able to like, well, what I've been telling myself is that I'm going to pack when I get home. You know what I've been doing instead?
Chilling and relaxing.
I've
As we
been
say,
taking a
relaxing.
nap.
Chilling, relaxing. Relaxing.
Hanging up. Of course.
I wanted to quote Will
I've been
Smith.
napping.
I wanted to quote Will Smith from Fresh Prince of
You want us to
Bel-Air.
do the song for what's it
Yeah.
called? I know. Don't worry. Relax. What do I think you said? It works out.
I
Because I don't know what you're saying.
don't know what I said either. It's literally like 3 a.m. here. You wake me up at an ungodly hour and expect me to be coherent.
Me. You chose to do this at an ungodly hour, so
No.
you'll be fine. You shall
Well,
survive.
yeah,
Oh,
it was spring break this week.
that's nice.
Yeah, so cool. I was happy about that. Everybody
It's chilling.
traveled and yeah, I just realized how many Muslims work in my office because on Friday,
Oh, a lot of people are fasting.
my boss was going to buy everybody lunch and it was like, I'm fasting, I'm fasting, I'm fasting. I was like, oh, I'm so happy. More food for me. More food for me. What do you mean? I was so happy. I was like, oh, that's true. No, I said clocking everybody's name is
So good for
Fawad, Abbas, Muhammad. Oh,
you.
okay. It's making sense. Wonderful, wonderful,
Sorry,
wonderful.
what?
I think like at least 70% of people that I work with are Muslim, and I didn't clock until Friday. I was like,
Oh,
thank you.
wow. Oh, more food? Thank you. Bring it. Just give me all the food. All the food.
I
Yes. Hand it over.
was so happy.
Because.
That's how that my week was. As usual, my week is never so bubbly. But yeah, that was the highlight of my week.
That's
And
good. I feel like highlight of mine was my mom got a cat.
oh yes, let me
And she's
tell
so
you.
cute.
You I'm sure you know by now, I'm not an animal person. I'm not a pet person. I do
She's
not
not very stressful.
not even like the stress, just the general concept of voluntarily.
No, it's stressful to me that you don't like animals.
Okay, of voluntarily taking care of animals, like I just can't wrap my head around it. I'm very
Yeah.
sorry. Like I'll be here looking at people walking dogs and packing shit on the floor. I'm like, you chose this life. You chose this life.
And that's why you get a cat because they take care of their own. Like, all you have to do is clean out their litter box. It's so much easier than going outside with a dog and having to pick up. Ew, no. Blech.
Even still, I'm just like, even like when Demari had a fish one time,
Who killed the fish?
tank.
Because I know someone killed the fish.
I mean, like, he brought him from school, and I think he was like maybe six. I know he was very young, so it wasn't his responsibility. Yes, this
So you killed the fish.
the teacher said it was your responsibility, but we all know that I was the one that's going to do work. Excuse me.
So you killed the fish.
In the ocean, am I changing any water in the ocean? Why can't the fish survive? Like, can the fishes in the
You
ocean
killed the
survive
fish.
in the
Just
water? Why am I
accept it.
changing the water, please? Let's be logical. Anyway, Sha, we forgot
Because
the
it's
fish.
stagnant water, it's, you know.
I don't care. We forgot the fish.
Dear God.
And then everyone was like, oh, it's, I think it was there for like 3 days, because like maybe Friday to Monday. I was like, oh, it's Monday, where's the fish? I was, oh yeah, where is the
It's just cool. Trey is never having any pets. I can't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just the general concept of pets. I'm just like, I don't get it. I'm sorry. I don't
Oh,
get
lordy, lordy, lordy.
it.
But yeah, no, my mom got a cat, well, essentially for my siblings, and my
Yeah.
sister named it Snow. And I was like, they need to take it to the vet. And my mother decided to remind me that I'm apparently Oyinbo because she doesn't understand why I would want to take
Yeah.
an animal to the vet to get shot. And I'm like,
Yeah, it's
because you
not a
don't want it
thing.
to get sick. Yes, it is.
No,
Y'all need to
in
stop acting like.
Nigeria. In Nigeria, I don't think people really care
But
about
it's
stuff like
becoming a thing
that.
now because if you think about it, people who have dogs, they take them to the vet.
Yeah, and I think also, like, maybe for cats, they should really take them to the vets to diagnose any spiritual connection with
Oh my
the
God. What's your
because I
problem with
promise
Jesus
you,
Christ?
anything. I do you know, I feel like cats are worse than dogs because
How are cats worse than dogs?
both of them are on the same worst level. Everything's on the same worst level. I can't even understand
Lies in
because
your mind.
I never had to take care of any of them, or so I don't really know what the process is, but they're all animals, so I don't really even like, they're just the same to me.
You don't
Basically,
care.
cats, eh? Cats are just odd creatures because, first of all, like, their faces are very expressionless, and that's very creepy. At
How
least
are their faces
dogs,
expressionless?
they're very expressionless. Like, anytime I look at the cat, I'm just like, they just look in. And then dogs, not like dogs have expressions on their faces, but at least like it's different. I just feel like cats are just like I get it why Nollywood depicts cats the way they do, because it just makes sense.
Oh my God.
It just
But
makes
can I
sense.
just say though, you see dogs are, if a dog is friendly, it's overly friendly and it's just friends with everybody, and that's a problem. I don't like that. Cats, on the other hand, you have to earn their friendship. And I agree with that very heavily,
You
because
know,
it's not every Tom, Dick, and Brother Harry that's going to enter my house that
really,
going to catch you and then you be in a good
I'm so
mood. No,
disappointed
no,
in what you
no,
just
no.
said. Trying to earn.
I'm disappointed if you want to be.
Oh my
I
God.
said what I
You
said.
know, let me tell you, Jerry
I
Seinfeld.
don't try to. I'm just saying that, like, if you show up in a house
Oh my
and you
God.
see a cat in the house, the cat is not going to come and say hello to you. The cat doesn't send you.
I
If
know.
you see a dog, what's the dog going to do?
Jerry Seinfeld
Exactly.
literally said
Because the cat
that.
will look at you with suspicion and be like, no.
Jerry Seinfeld literally said that if the aliens were looking at us and they saw human beings walking dogs, they're going to think that dogs are in charge, because why are you walking an animal and picking up its poop? 100%.
Do you know all you have to do with the cat? The cat shows up in your house. You put some food in a bowl at some point. It has its own water. It does its own business. It cleans itself. You literally barely do anything. They are the most self-sufficient pets ever.
That's cool.
Minimal maintenance.
That's cool. But I don't
But it's not for
subscribe.
you. It's
Not for
okay.
me. Never has been. Never. I don't think that's ever gonna happen. I don't see myself
Oh,
trying to earn the loyalty of an animal. Yeah. I don't see myself doing that, trying to confront that animal. No. I scare them away. One day, a dog was just walking behind me and I was like, do you know how many times dogs have followed me in this America? I hate stray animals. Gosh, they're just like stray cats. I'm still okay because cats are scared, but dogs, they're so, some of them are bold though. Eh? Hey. I opened my door one day and
Yeah.
the dog was in front of my. Hey, dog was just there looking at me. I look back. He looked back.
Had you just been cooking or something? Do you smell food?
Don't know. Because I literally just came home, I grabbed something and I was about to run out. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And the dog was big. I said, hey, really? One time another one was I do I hate stray animals, like they're the worst. Because you can't even predict. At least if you're with your owner, I can be like, okay, this is like, you know, a trained pet, so they have sense. But the stray ones, like you don't know where they've been, man. It's crazy. Anyway, enough. Anyway,
Enough on the animals.
yeah. Okay, so what's next? Let me see. Okay, I was
What's
just
another
checking
video update? I don't
for
think they have one.
I was just checking for Nolly Big update actually. I was trying to pull up the calendar that we got. I think it was this week we got that
Yeah,
calendar.
big shout. Yeah, we got it this week, and big shout out to what kept me up for adding us to the calendar, because it got lazy and I'm tired of scouring the internet and the social medias to find out what these people are deciding they want to drop, because they don't be having rollout plans once in a while, and it's actually annoying. I mean, we've already talked about most of the releases that are happening in March. They're already out. The only thing that's coming out that isn't out yet is Casa de Novia, which comes out next week. That's that one with the ghost or whatever that I'm kind of like half and half about. So, Why the Heck Is My Period came out this weekend, and I'm going to watch it and cry my eyes out, because yes, but also like I'm looking forward to it. There's also our favorite man from what's it called, Breath of Life. He's apparently going to be
Wally
in another film again. No,
Ojo, or the young guy.
not Wale Ojo, the young guy, but I can never remember his name.
Okay, yeah.
He's
Okay.
going to be in a new film soon. It's called, oh, I think it's already out, actually. It's called One Too Many.
Okay. I'll look forward to that because I liked him in the other one that we watched. The
Yeah,
one
I liked him.
that the guy died at the end. Okay, so since we don't really have too many Nolly Baby updates,
On the edge.
I
No, you
just
were
had
frozen.
birthday.
But you liked him in On the Edge. Same. Oh no,
No, not
you
on the
froze, so I couldn't
edge.
hear you anymore. I was like, he wasn't on the edge.
He
Which
wasn't on
one?
the
Was on the edge?
edge.
That was the last one that was in there. Yes, he was.
As what?
One of the two best friends now. The one that was following
Oh,
Rizzo,
that
what's
was
his
on
name?
the edge.
Ma'am. It's only March.
That is the
I'm aware.
name of the movie.
Almost that many films.
Oh my gosh. I completely disconnected. Okay. Oh yeah, you were also frozen. I just heard like the last word you said.
Okay.
Hopefully
But yeah, that's it. There's a bunch of cinema releases coming out, but like, I'm not too fussed about those because obviously it's not like we can both watch them.
Right. But yeah, we can just mention them, like what, who's dropping movies. Another
There's a film
Funke
one.
Akindele.
Is she, does she have one coming out? I don't think so. There's one from film one called Farmer's Bride, and it's gonna have Toby and Mercy Aibe, and I can't pronounce this girl's name, so I'm not going to say that to avoid biting my tongue. But yeah, it's a very packed year. There's one that has Nancy Amy coming out. It's called Saving Onome or something. Also coming out in cinemas. There's a bunch of cinema releases. If you go into those ones, we'll be here all week.
Okay, so I did have a rant, but I feel like the rant's a very good spring into the movie for this week, so I'm going to hold off and then let's do Nolly Baby or
The poll
sorry, the
first.
poll for the week, and then
Yeah.
let's just like get into this movie because oh
Are we
boy.
calling it a movie still?
Crazy. If you okay, so let me start with the poll for. Oh, I'm just looking at the poll. I'm
Why are
disappointed,
you
you
so excited then?
know. I'm disappointed because I really enjoyed this movie, but like
Yeah.
100% of the votes on Spotify gave it a 1 star because I did stars this
Well,
week.
yeah, I saw you did stars. I chose to ignore you.
Yeah, I
As
was
usual.
lazy. I couldn't really think.
Oh.
But yeah, 1 star. That was a very good
Guys.
movie.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, I know Mr. C did not like it, and he said as much. I really want to know why he didn't like it. Like, I feel like I need to text him and be like, "So what didn't you like exactly?" So we can go through it. Because I'm wondering if because I enjoyed the story so much, I wasn't focusing on some details or something, but I can't tell
Yeah.
what it is.
But like
I almost
that's,
want to go and rewatch it and see if I can find it.
yeah, that's for me, right? If the story is good and it makes sense, like let me not even say if the story is good, like if the story makes sense and
Yeah.
it's enjoyable,
Yeah.
I'm mostly focused on my experience when I'm watching the movie. Like, did I have a good time?
Exactly.
Did I enjoy it? Blah, blah. I know sometimes you can be more critical because you're wearing like producer lenses, but like
Yeah.
I was also like happy to see that you also enjoyed the experience last week. Maybe we
And
should
I took my
go and watch.
producer hat off, which was so weird.
Maybe we should go back and watch it again and see like I don't want to go back and
That's
watch
what
it
I'm
again
thinking.
just to critique if I already enjoyed it. Like
Oh no, I'm not like I
that's
if I find things I don't
Babele
like, I'll probably keep it to myself. But like I just
now.
want to go watch it again and see if there's things that I missed because I was so focused on my experience that I wasn't focusing on the technical, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. That makes
But
sense.
yeah, so in terms of the poll on Twitter, this is actually the most like interaction we've had with the poll on Twitter in a very, very long time. So thank you guys. I can see that you all have opinions. So
Ooh.
I put it was good. I put could have been better, meh, and you're kidding, right? And 45% of y'all were like, no, I did not, you're kidding, you're joking, sorry. Oh, same difference. 45% of y'all said you're joking, right?
Seriously?
So
Hey, Gordon, what did we
yeah,
not see?
apparently we are under the minority.
That's very interesting because I stand by like enjoying the movie.
Oh,
I really
100%. I
did.
loved it.
I really did. But okay, with that being said,
No one wants to rant, oh, it's no one wants to rant.
let
Let's
me
hear it.
start, right? This week. Okay, wait, let me not even jump into it. I'm going to do this synopsis this week because I really don't have patience for just waiting and being like cute and basically talk what you want to talk. I wanna talk. Let me get into this, okay?
Enjoy yourself.
The movie we watched this week is titled Small Talk. It's an Amazon release, and the summary or synopsis on Amazon Prime says Babadi's boss and wife are robbed, fueling his determination to find the culprit. Okay. This person, I'm reading it, by the way, so that's why I'm reacting
Same.
to
I
it.
didn't really read it.
Officer Oko, not Oko. Yeah. An adept investigator takes on the challenge, unraveling a suspenseful plot. Where was the suspense, please? With
I don't know.
unexpected twists. First of
None of those
all,
two are so unexpected.
there was no suspense. Second of all, unexpected where? Okay. This movie
Also,
was,
adept investigator.
bro. This guy was not an
And they tried this
investigator.
thing in
He was an
comedy. They
interrogator.
said this thing was a comedy. He wasn't even an interrogator. He was a person that came and stressed everybody out with his accent.
So let me say, first of all, this movie was an hour and 48 minutes long, but somehow it felt like it was 48 hours long. No,
I don't know how long it was, but it was too long.
and this is where my rant begins. This movie felt like I was watching a skit that did not want to end. I just
Bury that.
kept on wait. I was like, I know what's so funny. Before I started watching the skit, right? I said skits. Yes, because I'm just going to call it skits, right?
Guys, it's to
And it's
listen to me
not,
what skit makers.
do you know, funnily enough, yeah, it's not even because of the people that acted the movie. Maybe it is or whatever. I don't know what it was,
It was because
but
literally it was all skit makers.
because I've seen skit makers in movies, and then like Lassisi has done movies that didn't feel that, or maybe because there were like just many
Yeah,
skit
thinking of
makers.
what Raga, what that one was called.
Yeah, Raz
Yeah.
guy. But let me tell you, right? Also, they need to stop making Lassisi do American accents. Not like he's terrible at it.
The
I'm not gonna say he's terrible at it
accent
because
didn't have
first
one
of all,
location. It was just going everywhere.
I'm not going to say he's terrible at it. Let me give grace because I have heard
I
worse.
will.
I have heard worse. No, I'm going off of like other American
The
actors
others,
in
okay.
Nollywood. Please, this is Nollywood for crying out loud. Like,
Fair enough.
it's not great, but
Not good either.
I wasn't cringing by listening to it. I was upset that it was happening
You
too many
weren't
times.
cringing.
No, I didn't cringe because I was just like, in the beginning I was, but I guess I got used to it after like the third
Oh.
day of watching it. Because I
Oh
felt like I was
God,
watching
they
it too much. But
traumatized
like,
you.
and I only watched it in two sittings. So if I like by the third day, I was very used to it. Anyway, so oh God. Yes, like I said, it felt like a skit that did not end, a never ending skit. In fact, I'm traumatized. But this is what I wanted to see. Before
Deeply.
I started watching this movie, Kiki has a channel on YouTube where she does this housemaid stuff. And I watch it from time to time just to pass the time, you know, just have something play in the background. It's not bad, it's kids, so it's just like what, 15 minutes. On sometime this week, there was a premiere. I hope I'm saying that right. English not my first
You are.
language. You know how they
Yes,
do that
it
on YouTube? You're about my first language, sis.
is. Woman, please, please be very clear.
Please,
Your
my
voice is your
mother
first
tongue.
language. Okay.
I have that tongue. As so far as I have that tongue,
My friend.
your English is not my first language. So they're doing a premiere of skits on YouTube. Okay, I'm not complaining. But then this kids, this particular one she dropped was like 35 minutes long.
Why is it a short film?
Wait now. And
Not
the
a
name
short
of the
material, that's a big film.
series is Housemaids. So usually I would not even click on it because like self-love. But I said, okay, you know what? Let me curiosity. Oh my gosh. Tell me why.
So
15 minutes
curiosity
into
is
this
kitty cat.
skit. 15 minutes into this skit. I've not even seen Ki or Bimbo. Who are the housemates? What is going on? I do not understand. Just Eniola
So where are they?
and Mr. Macaroni bantering
For 15 minutes.
for 15 minutes. Pretty. I started thinking to myself that, you know what, skit makers in Nigeria, we need to have like a focus group and ask ourselves what is wrong. Like, what is going
I can
on?
give you multiple answers.
And then I stopped watching it, obviously, 15 minutes because just couldn't. And then it was like punishment when I now had to pick up this one because I went from that to
To
this.
this,
And I
and
promise
this
you,
one
when I
not much
started watching this
better
movie, when I started watching the movie for the first 20 minutes, nothing was happening. I was checking this thing on the, you know, when you're looking at like, I was watching on my phone and I could see
yeah,
the line. It was,
the
I said,
time moving.
we haven't had 20 minutes. Only 20 minutes. All these hours I've been watching this movie for 20 minutes. And we've never started. Anyway, that's my little
Okay,
rant.
rant done. Cool. Let's do this the proper way. Let's go likes first.
Okay, you go, because I'm exhausted from
Okay.
that. I need some
So,
rest.
my likes. I'm going to steal your like from that week when we watched Life and say I like that it was accessible to me.
Really like that?
I mean, I'm
Because you know, I
grateful that
changed
I
my
was given the
mind.
opportunity. Actually,
You know,
no,
I
I'm
changed
not
my mind.
grateful I was given the opportunity. Never mind. I'm taking it back.
You know, I
I
changed my
like
mind.
that the guy that played Shei was a fine man.
Was he though?
I mean, he
Let me tell
was cute, so it was
you.
nice to look at him.
Let me
If you
tell
compare him
you.
to everybody else in the thing, if you compare
Wait,
him to everybody else
wait.
in the thing.
Wait. Yeah, especially he's cute. Now,
Yeah.
let me rebuff a little bit on that because no, I'm not saying he's not cute, right? But he's fine, yes. They say he's rich, yes. They put him in a fine house, yes. What was that trouser he was wearing, please? It looked like
Oh,
Ben
I didn't look
Nelson
at his
legs.
outfit too closely.
Oh my God.
Distressed.
You know all this yellow
So,
boy
I
trouser? That's what they
think
put this on. I say,
they
wait,
put
are you
a
trying
tech
to
bro, a foreign
send
living tech
a
bro,
message? Maybe they're trying to tell us how it's going
apparently.
to be. Because there's this trouser that he was wearing that was wash blue. You know when they say wash blue? He now has zip everywhere. What is it? Are you hiding that trouser? Because there's no reason why your trousers should have more than one zip in the middle. Why is your pocket having zip? The leg having zip? The back having zip?
And you're not wearing cargo pants.
The one and two is not even adding up. But yeah,
Anyway, I liked looking
continue.
at his face. I liked that the color grade was nice and the camera angles for the most part looked reasonable.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay. What did I like? I Betsy Nobassi. She's always playing this house girl role. I've seen her in other things. Like I've seen her act like act other roles, but I think for like this house girl, innocent, you know. On
I don't know
unassuming, on
anything.
a yeah kind of role, she does it very well, and
Yeah.
it fits her. Not like she's like a house girl. That's not what I mean. It's just like she embodies it very well. No. But like
Yeah.
even when I watch her, and I check, there's a movie I watched, and she was like the owner of the company, and she was like a boss. She was a boss bean.
Yeah.
It also fits her. I think this one really, like, she did very well in it, very unassuming and stuff like that. What else did I like? I guess that's him. I just saw her. Her smile made me smile, and that was it. Like,
Yeah.
really, like, nothing
Oh, so
else
there
in
was
this
this
movie.
one scene. And again, I want to blame the fact that I'm PMSing because on a normal day, I don't think I would have been emotional when everybody was emotional. But you know that
Okay.
moment where the boss comes and fires him and everybody's sad and it's very somber?
You get emotional.
Like towards the end.
Well, me, I have a
I
heart of stone, so
was
I don't cry for
like, but then, see,
anything. I don't cry for
on a normal
nobody.
day, you know the problem is, so this year, I don't know who in period management sat down and made this decision, but roughly around my period every month now, I get very emotional. Now, as a person who is not an emotional soul and doesn't know how to function that way, it is very confusing to my brain. Like I'll sit down and be watching something and the emotions will be getting to me and I'm looking at myself like, but But yeah, so the fact that it made me feel something, and I would assume that, a person who was able to process their emotions normally would feel something in that moment. I enjoyed it. I like that it car because see, let's be so real. If I was not PMSing this week, I would not have felt any I would have felt anything. So the fact
Well,
that, it happened during my 1 week of full normalcy in terms of emotional regulation, I would say they did their job with that one instance.
okay, I'll give you that. Just because this is 2024 and your feelings are valid. So, I mean, just to say, so I don't have anything else because yeah, that's all I can say. Please let me not get too much into that. Okay,
I
so
mean,
that's all I liked about the movie. Now let me quickly jump into what I really liked
yeah.
about. Do you want to go first? Want to go first, please?
I have a couple things that were just meh before I even get things I didn't like. I feel like
Meh, go.
whoever told Moya Abebe that she's an actress lied to her, but I mean she was meh. She was just
That's the
there.
wife, right?
Yeah. Like
Okay.
she's not an actress, she's just there. It was like, okay.
So what is
Like, I
she?
mean, she's act I mean, she's acting like herself.
I feel like I've seen
Like
another
the
stuff.
version of her that I haven't, but like the version of her that she portrays to the world is this person. So I was like, I mean, meh.
I knew she looked familiar. She has a podcast, right?
Yes, she does. The one that she doesn't tell anybody, that very interesting situation that we will not be discussing. But yeah, she just
Yeah.
in this film was herself. I was like, all right, you're
Well, I
here.
don't really know her, so I don't know what to say. But okay, what other
Yeah.
men did you have?
I mean, most of the cast was just meh. Like it was just like, okay, y'all are here. You're doing things. I don't know what the things are, but you're doing them.
Okay, so this is
You're
a
saying
this is
words.
I feel like this is the second movie that we're doing this week. That has Mr. Macaroni. Not this week, sorry, this month that has Mr. Macaroni in it. I
Which
don't
other
even
one had
get
him in it?
the one that the girl wanted to be a dancer. I must dance, I
Oh,
must dance, I
what's
must
in life?
dance.
Oh,
What
yeah. He was
sister?
younger. I'm sorry. He was forgettable in that. I forgot he existed.
Okay, me, I did not forget him because I have many questions about his character. And I was listening to
Yeah.
let me not even talk about that. But yeah, this is the second one. And I'm like, you know what? I'm starting to wonder. I'm not saying that he's not a good actor, because really, he really embodied this role. I was wondering to myself when I was watching this movie
Yeah.
that how old is
It just felt like one of
this
his skits
guy?
because he does this character in his skits. He's in his 30s.
He acted a guy, or he played a guy that, or a man that has a daughter old enough to be in university, Bangkok.
Look.
My alma mater, by the
Bangkok.
way, best university in Nigeria.
Lies.
Let's not even get into that, but
And this is not even me saying mine was better, but that's just straight lies.
the best university in Nigeria. Yeah,
Please don't
and
let
I
her lie to
believed
you. But
it.
anyway, moving on.
I believed it because he looks, he seemed, they made him, I don't know if they made him look old, but he did he was believable as somebody that has a daughter that in Babcock or
Yeah, but I mean,
Oxford.
if you think about this, the skits that he makes, he plays this
Much older.
much older gentleman. So I think he's very comfortable
There's
in that
nothing gentle
character.
about the character he's playing, please. That guy's a
I
creep.
was trying to be nice.
But yeah, in that sense, okay, I give them that. But also, whenever people cast Mr. Macaroni, they should please, for crying out loud, give him clothes that fit. This is the second in the same month that he's acting and he's wearing undersized garments. Like, can we please?
Yeah, I don't do
Can
fittings
we
for your shoot.
please?
Is that what's happening?
Is it that they always underestimate his tummy? Because sometimes I feel
I'm
like
sorry, I don't.
that
To me, that's not an excuse. That's not an
was
excuse.
like
What should happen? That's not an excuse. You don't even be make buying clothes for someone based off guesstimation. You bring them in,
oh my
you do a
gosh.
fitting, they try the clothes on, you adjust accordingly.
I
And
just
then,
don't like
worst
seeing
case to worst,
ill-fitting clothes. It's just Okay, so to why I did not like it. That my little rant about Mr. Macaroni. His character in this
Hiking on
movie
a bicycle. Sorry.
was his character in this movie was just meh to me. But what I did not like the repetition. This movie literally felt like I could add by like the third person I could recite everything this man was going to say. My guy coming at the exactly 10. I was like,
At 10 a.m.
my gosh.
Specifically 10 a.m. in the morning.
It was
My
like
special guy is coming
torture.
back.
It was
Sir,
like
we don't care.
torture. The repetition was terrible. The story was boring. There was no story, honestly. Honestly, there was no story. Let me tell you what the story
I'm going
was.
to have to hear the story was.
It was in yeah, we ask interrogates. Okay, we're just going to interrogate people. That's all. That was the story because there was literally no story. There was no story. Nothing happened.
I was just
Nothing
annoyed the
happened
entire
in this
time.
movie.
I was just annoyed. I was
Like,
annoyed. I was like, why am I watching this? Why am I doing this to myself? And then I remembered, oh wait, because I didn't want to watch a serious film this week. This is
not
what I get for
because
making those
of this
choices.
podcast, I would have stopped watching the movie. Like, I wouldn't have finished because
Oh,
it
I
was the
almost texted
same
you to ask
thing.
you if I can just stop watching it and then we will just record anyway because I figured there was no point finishing it. But then I was like, nah, let me not do that.
It was the same thing over and over and over again. I'm just like, what is the story here? I do not understand it.
It doesn't exist.
It wasn't existing.
It was just,
I don't
it was a
really
choice.
even
Oh
know
my
what to
God. And
say.
so, story aside, yeah, and this really ticked me off multiple times. The sound was not synced
Thank
because
you.
there were multiple points where
That,
people will be talking and what's
yes,
going on the screen,
there was
it's
one
not a thing.
particular point. Let me tell you, there's one I
When
clocked.
he was beating him in the cell.
Yes, in the cell. I was like, well, he's just. Mr. Macaroni was literally just
The
looking
sound
at the
wasn't synced.
camera. Mr.
The sound wasn't
Lassisi
mixed
was not even
properly.
fully in the shot. He was there in the corner,
Look.
but then the
And
sound
yet they
was
were
showing
having a
us that they
conversation.
were beating this guy.
They were
I was
beating him.
like,
And I was
what's
like,
going on?
what did these
Besides
people
that,
do?
there were multiple times when they added, I don't know why they kept on adding footsteps to the sound. They wanted to make the maybe
They
to add
didn't mix
the
it well.
suspense. So they would, okay, fine. I'm not complaining about you adding footsteps. So it, maybe we want to add to the
I'm complaining.
suspense. But they're not walking. But you hear footsteps. Nobody's walking, no. I see hearing footsteps. And that's if, okay, you're adding footsteps to show that somebody that we cannot see is coming because we did not see anybody. So the person was walking. Let's say that since he's coming into the cell. We'll hear his footsteps. He stops walking, but we're still hearing his footsteps.
Again, they didn't sync the sound. That's why all of this is happening.
Not
They didn't sync
that,
it, they didn't mix it.
multiple times they were rubbing their mic. And there was one particular time in that irritated me the most was when the end, or towards the end, when they gave him back the money that he forgot, and then the nylon bag was just making all the noise in this world. And I was like,
Oh
oh
no, you know
my
what annoyed me
God.
more than that? Let me tell you what annoyed me more than that. You know, after he's lost his job and he's at home, he's talking to his daughter on the phone that's in Bangkok.
Bangkok.
And him and his wife, for whatever reason, have the phone on speaker. Why can't I hear her voice? Because they're holding the phone in their hand, which would suggest that it's on
Yeah,
speaker.
it's on
Nobody has buds in
speaker.
their ears, nobody has earphones, nothing.
Yeah.
If it's on speaker, why am I only hearing the voice of the person holding the phone and not the voice of the person talking to? Answer me these questions, please, because I don't.
There were a few
I'm failing to
characters that
understand.
there are a few characters that they referenced, but we never saw, like the doctor, for example. We
I
never heard
don't
her
even mind
voice.
not seeing her.
Yeah. No,
That's fine. But
I'm
you're
saying
on
like
the phone with her.
exactly put it to your ear so we know that you only you can hear it, right? Then the accomplice
Or
that
just find someone to
yeah,
play a daughter.
the accomplice that went into the house with Bayou. We never saw that one as well. I'm not even trying to say anybody because at that point on the side of the movie, I was like, okay, let me just
No.
wrap this up. And then the robbery scene was so irritating to me because like, okay, you couldn't kill this guy in the tummy and take his gun.
You understand?
Like, he was not even this the
Because if someone is going to shoot you with a gun, they're going to shoot you with the gun. This man is just flashing the gun in your face. You don't even know there's bullets in it,
not even
and you
about
didn't think to take a
flashing.
chance.
Not even about flashing. This guy was obviously not even somebody that is trained to hold on with the way he was playing around with it, first of all. Secondly, you can hear him talk. You can already tell that this person don't have sense. Like, literally just kick him in the tummy and call it, because that. The whole robbery scene was just so irritating me. It just looked like a skit. Because that particular scene is something that I promise you,
It was a
Bayou
skit
has
that
done.
ran for over an hour.
Bayou has done that scene multiple times where he's trying to steal from somebody and then maybe as he's running out, he realized that he's not wearing his face mask. You know, say, hey, shabala, baye, baye, whatever he normally says. Because I really find that guy very funny
Do you know? I
sometimes.
don't even know who
But
he is.
no, he's hilarious. He's very funny. He does like skits that always have like plot twists. So he would like, he would like, if that was a skit of his, he would have robbed the person and then be running out and realize that, maybe he wasn't wearing a face mask. Or something random like that, like he does very like silly plot twists. But now, I was just so tired of the movie. I was just every so
So I'm currently trying to think of where the comedy was in this film because I still can't find it. Like I'm playing it back in my head and I don't know where it was.
let me quickly just like run through the story. We start the movie with some macaroni getting a call from his boss that he's coming, and this is what I remember because
Is that where it's at?
pretty I'm going to tell you based on what I remember because this movie literally took 10 years of my
I feel
life
like
to
he started with
watch.
him in the he started in the prison, but okay.
No,
Or
I
the
mean
police
like
station or wherever it was.
the story, like the
Or the
actual
actual prison,
progression
okay.
of the yeah of whatever was the story.
Was it not
His
a
boss
story, not the
calls
person?
him. No, obviously we saw him in prison and then they were interrogating him. So we already know that he's going to be in prison, which obviously they shouldn't have done that because if they're trying to do suspense, they did a very terrible job. And now we know that he's going to be in prison. And like even them showing him in prison in the beginning did not add any suspense or even any suspense to my body because it does no suspense. The suspense is not suspense, any nonsense suspense. So they should have just never said anything about suspense. Because that whole suspense thing is really annoying me right now. But let's just move on. The
I think I'm more annoyed by
story.
the idea that it's supposed to be a comedy than the fact that it was supposed to be suspense. I don't care about the suspense. Comedy part, and like, why? How dare you?
His boss calls him and says, oh, I'm
Telling
coming.
me dreams.
And what he's apparently doing, going around telling everybody that my boss is coming. Okay, another thing I liked about this movie is they kept to their time progression. because they said he had been working with them for 2 years and the wife had never met him. So I was like, how has the wife never met him? But then she now said, oh, I haven't been in Nigeria for 3 years. So I was like, okay, cool. They kind of tried to like make sense of the time. But also, now let me go back to what I was saying. So he's going around telling everybody that his boss is coming back unprovoked. Nobody's asking him any questions. He's just opening
Enjoy.
his mouth saying that he was coming back. They tried to make it seem like he's like for every time he said it, there was a reason why he said it. For example, when he was in the bus, some people were complaining about their boss. And so they were trying to make it seem as though like this guy had a reason for, you know, outing his boss. We didn't make any sense. So this is what annoyed me. They asked him in the interrogation room, like, who did you tell? He said he didn't tell anybody. This is where the suspense really irritates me because they had asked him before. He said he didn't tell anybody. Then they asked him again, and then he said, opening his mouth and saying, actually, I told this person, I told people on the bus, I did this, I did that. I was like, is this how, this is where the suspense is? Because I'm looking for it, I can't find it. Okay. Every 2 seconds, so every what felt like 2 years, he remembers somebody else he told, which is just irritating to me because this literally just happened like a few hours ago, according to them.
This
Because
morning, sir.
exactly, it was this morning you found out he was coming, and it was this night
Wait,
that he
but then
followed.
at some, I don't know, at some point it felt like he need, well, the next, because it was the next day they called the police, but it felt like supposedly he had been in the prison according to them for days, like for time.
Whether it was time, whether it was days, whatever, it was shut that week, and then he was doing like he had memory loss and he was being interrogated about
A
something that
person, if they are
happened.
beating, if they are beating you in a cell every day, you too, you're not forgetting.
Actually, that's when I remember because I
I'm
want to get
asking.
out of there.
I'm just playing devil's astray.
Like, why would I want to be in the cell remembering everything one by one just for the fun of it?
Yeah, better say
Like,
all
this
at
is where you
once.
give your statement and just say everything at once and then move on.
Yeah, he
Girl,
forgot.
I don't think I want to talk anymore. I beg. I'm tired of this movie. I'm just tired. I'm just tired of you remembering what happened. Because, you know, okay, so something I was thinking here when I was watching this movie, I was thinking, like, okay, so when the makers of the movie are watching this movie back, do they just feel like, I mean, we've already spent money, so we have to release it? Do they actually see what they have produced for what it actually is? And do they feel
And
like,
guess what? We'll never know. That's the sad part. We
I
will
want to
never
know
know.
because I just feel like it's unfair.
Can't find them and ask them, oh my dear.
They should have cut
Me, my
this
thing
movie up into
was even.
different skits and just, you know, done like 20,000 Instagram posts, and that would have been better.
See, I wish they had done that. And also, I feel like if they're giving the script makers that were in this film the scripts to write, the funny would have funny, because I keep hammering on the fact that these people said this thing was a comedy. Where?
Them tell where the comedy was. My God said he's coming at 10 a.m. That
That's
is where
not
it was
funny.
just
That's
funny.
annoying.
That's what they wanted you to laugh at because they did it nothing less than 10
You
times.
know, the second they got to the part where Junior, what that is his name, was got the job, and he said, "You see, I've been praying for you." As soon as they said delays, don't, I said, "I swear to God, if this man says Delilah, I'm done." And he said this, and I was like, "Nope, no, no." That's a cheap, such a cheap thought. Because like,
This guy's
you're trying to say, oh, okay, because he
Brother
doesn't speak
Junior.
English too well, he's going to say Delilah, not denial. Like, he wouldn't even have thought. Anyway.
The guy's name was Brother Junior.
Was his name Brother Junior? I mean, they're just calling him Brother, but his name was Junior. Do anyone, Sha?
Brother
Oh, Jai.
Junior was Sha Brother Junior in the movie. And I just found that part I found funny. I was like, what a name, Brother Junior. It wasn't haha funny. It was like, oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah, brother was here, Junior. Okay. The whole thing was just, honestly, it could have been avoided. Like, I think we need to stop making some things. This is one of those things. I think that until we actually sit down and decide that we are able to make a comedy that is actually a comedy, we need to stop where we're ahead because
I feel like we,
comedy is so not.
I like that skit makers are getting as successful as they're getting. But I feel like a lot of movie makers need to really draw a line in terms of
Between an
casting.
actor and a skit maker
And no, I feel like some skit makers can be
and act.
actors. And not just that, skits making is acting, but
It's just a different level. It's very
I
much
just
improv.
feel like, some of them are actually scripted, but like
Some of them
the
are
thing
scripted,
is,
but it's loose with the scripting as opposed to like a proper
true,
scripted movie, if you get what I mean.
true. But it's not even about it, whether it's improv or not. What I'm saying is, in terms of casting, right? Filmmakers should be, they should just do better. Not saying that the people in this movie didn't act right, but it's just, it was just, I
You're
don't know.
not.
Korean me, I don't know what the problem was with this movie, but there are just so many things wrong that were just
Everything.
wrong. Going off of what I felt tired. I felt sad. It was, there was no point in that movie that made me laugh. Like, the humor did not humor. The jokes were not landing. Whether or not they were jokes, I didn't even recognize any jokes. Maybe
There
Bangkok
were
was a
jokes.
joke. Maybe now that I think about it, Bangkok was a joke. I
Why
tried
was
to
Bangkok
think
a joke?
about
Because to me, that just sounds like, oh, okay, he's not, he doesn't, that's
exactly.
so he just, he's
Or
saying,
maybe the
pronouncing
whole
Tariq
character
Abdonaki.
of him not being able to speak English was a joke. But you see, I tried
Why
to
is that?
think
Why is
about.
that a joke?
I tried to think about, like, just thinking about if, like, a regular person, like, that has, like, I think about all the drivers that I've come in contact with in the past, whether they're educated or non-educated. I don't think anybody's dumb enough to give off all that information that Babdi gave. Like, it was just so daft. Like,
Like it's giving
every
bumbling idiots.
drivers, right? Drivers know the importance of confidentiality. First of all,
They are quite aware.
they are aware. Like, I'm not saying that all of them are smart and not possible for some of them to just open their mouth and talk. Wow. I'm not saying that. But to this level, it just felt like they were grasping at too many
And it's the way they
straws
kept
that were
saying, oh,
not.
I was excited. That's why I was just saying it. And it's like, you're excited. Your
I
boss said, I'm going to be here by this time. Don't tell anyone I'm coming. And you then, because of your excitement, told everyone, really? That's how excitement works, huh?
understand him telling his wife, like, do you know what would have made more sense if they wanted to go this route? Let me tell you what would have made more sense. If he told his wife and then his wife told everybody. That would have made more sense. Not him going out.
Then his
Like,
wife
if
is
he
not the one
told
causing
his
problems for
wife,
him.
if he told his wife and then his wife was like, ah, my uncle, my husband's guy is coming. That my husband's coming. The last time he was in Nigeria, he gave us so and so. That would have made more sense.
That makes
Not
sense, yeah.
well, so even
Also, the when you now find out who it was, and you find out how that one found out.
nothing surprised me because you know what, how I knew it was him. First of all, there was no suspense because you do never make the character suspenseful. I saw the cast. I know that by for 1 hour into the movie, I've not yet seen Isbeyu. Obviously, he's the thief. Somehow you're gonna bring him. Somehow he's going. When I saw him in the air, I said, this is obviously going to be the one that stole. And he spoke. You can hear his voice. You can recognize his body type. So even if you're going to pick him up from a lineup, like, it was pretty easy. And the end, he just confessed like an idiot that he his character was. I'm not gonna say the idiot that he was, but
Also,
doesn't
you
make me
know
so
what? I just
tired.
realized As you realize, the thief spoke to them when he entered the house,
Exactly.
so they knew what he sounded like.
Exactly. He spoke to
So that
them
they
a
thought that
lot.
Babadi somehow, for whatever reason, entered their house and stole the money, but with an accomplice, quote unquote.
And oh my God, the house help
But they could
saw a thief go in and
why
she
am
didn't
I
do
trying to make this
anything.
make sense?
The house help saw
She
a
didn't call
thief
nobody,
go
nothing. They
in.
locked her in the closet. She didn't
She
call
just sat
anybody
down. She just sat there, pretty,
in the closet waiting
ushered
for
him
them to let her
in and
out.
ushered him out. And she didn't get
She didn't
any.
usher him in now. She thought it was Babadi. So she said the back door is open. They entered. They locked her in the closet. I'm pretty sure she had her phone with her, but that's neither here nor there. And she
Was
chose
playing
not
Candy
to call
Crush.
anybody, say anything to anybody.
I didn't even know that part. Well, that, yeah, cool.
Just stayed in the closet to be let out, basically.
Oh, they even let her out.
Because that, well, not them, as in like when Babadi finally showed up and let everybody out of where they were tossed. It was just
How
they
did
should have made a film.
Babadi even like go straight into their bedroom? Like, so their driver just goes into their bedroom.
Apparently.
Anyway, I mean, people
That's
have,
how much they trust him.
yeah, the choice that they
To
decided
just
to make.
open their door. Why? Because everybody cannot be found. People apparently don't go home.
People apparently don't
Because
sleep.
it didn't look in any way like the house was
Suspicious. Yeah,
disturbed.
exactly.
So, how, sir? Did you also, why did he come back to the house? Why was he supposed to be going home? Because he doesn't live there. So, after he went to his bureau, they changed, later I wrote, came back after nightfall to do what?
He came back to discover that they were robbed. That's what was supposed to happen, really. In the order of
The
things.
order of things are confused because also, like, why is given we didn't think too deeply about this and we figured it's a good idea. Can I just say, guys, script conferences, do them, please. Table read,
Well, my own
it's
conclusion
partake
and
in them
summary for this.
because.
Okay, another thing that I found funny. This is the only thing that I found funny. And I didn't even laugh. I just found it funny. Was Lasisi saying that he's from everywhere in America. When I was in Atlanta, when I was in Tennessee, when I was in Houston, Georgia.
This man was in Atlanta, he was in Houston, he was in Florida, he was in Miami, but
In
he from Boston,
Miami.
Massachusetts. He sounded like
When
he
he
from the
was
South. I was like, this
in
man said he
Brooklyn,
was from the
Texas,
north of the country and had a southern accent.
he had all the accent. At some point, he was just. But you know what? I didn't hate it. It was a good attempt because I have seen worse. I have seen way worse.
And maybe I'm blocking out the
Way.
worst, but it was
Hey,
grinding my
boy.
ears.
That was worse. I feel like you watch Nollywood to a certain point and then you're numbed by some things. And I wasn't,
Yeah.
I was already numb to fake accents. So this wasn't the
Wasn't on
worst
to
I've
this one, or
done.
this one was just it was paining my brain because I was like, Jesus, why are you doing this to me? Like, what?
Yeah, no,
Why
this
do you sound
wasn't
like this, sir?
the worst one. My conclusion for this, because I'm already, I don't want to spend too much time back. This movie could have just been like a
Cute little skits.
5 minute skit on Instagram,
Along.
or bad as a bat, 7 minutes on YouTube.
Maybe 10 if they say they want to do extra
Ten
preamble.
is. 10, no, 10 is stretching because you know what? All the I told my Olga, sorry, my Olga is coming back by 10 was not necessary.
Actually.
All the interrogation was not, it was too much. Oh yeah, I had another thing I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Okay, no, let me just say that it's not really important. The car that they were driving was not giving somebody that has $20,000 cash,
It's
but it's
enough.
fine.
Thank you. Did you see? You know
The
when she was driving back from the police
window,
station
the
in
tint,
the car
right? The tint.
with the things that had been
That
scratched?
thing.
I looked at that
That
thing.
tint was it was
That made me laugh.
sent me.
That
I
was
was just
comedy.
like,
That made me laugh.
I was
Me,
like,
I laughed.
wait, why? But
I literally started laughing. I was like, wow. I thought you said they had 20,000 pounds in their house. They're coming from the UK. The UK.
okay. Oh God. Macaroni saying "Oh yeah, Charlie" made me laugh too because
Oh
that's
yeah,
how
that
my
was
mom.
funny.
Yeah, that's how my mom talks about my mom. Remember my mom talking about stuff like that. My mom would say "pound."
Yeah,
I was
Charlie.
waiting for him to say "pound" and not "pound." That would have been very funny. That would have been very funny.
Was cute. That was a cute little one. And I
Yeah,
feel
that
like you
was
could tell he
cute.
improved that because I don't really think that was in the script. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
I
Based off that
doubt.
script, he said it himself.
And I think that's a Yoruba person, like Yoruba people. I don't really know, but because me, I hear majorly from Yoruba people, they'll spawn, they'll say yeah, Charlie, and things like that. I miss yeah, Charlie, to be honest.
Look, it's really going, it's going sideways without her. She
Very
was holding it down. She
sideways.
was holding it together.
Very sideways. Well, Prince Regent, I want to say Prince Charles, now he's king. He will soon die, so we can.
Hey, please, we don't know that for sure.
He has cancer.
Knock on wood. We don't know how long he's gonna have the cancer for.
Okay.
People have cancer and live long.
I just like
Yeah,
following.
guys, at this point, the review is over. We didn't like this
Yeah, I
film.
didn't
It could
like
have
the
been
film.
escaped. If you want to watch it,
Yeah.
do it at your own peril. We warned you.
The highlight of the movie was referencing Yeah Charlie, and it made me
Oh,
smile
yeah, Charlie. What's up?
because it just made me remember like what I enjoyed about the royal family. And yeah, the movie was not good. I'm sorry. Will not recommend.
Don't do it yourself. Unless you have coconut oil.
I mean, like if you just want to, yeah, if you want to watch a skit for the next
No, no, no. If you
years
want
of
to watch
your
a skit,
life,
please go and find a skit. Don't answer her. Don't listen to her. If you want to
yeah,
watch a skit, go and find a skit. In fact, you can even go and watch episodes of Samuel Alarjo. At least those ones are like, what, 30, 40 minutes, but at least you laugh. Go watch that. Don't do this.
this will not make you laugh at all. Okay, since this episode isn't very long, let me just say. We got a movie sent to us, by the way. I love that
Yeah,
for
we did on
Friday.
Instagram.
We got a movie sent to us. The movie is not on Instagram. The movie is on YouTube. I just
Well,
want
the
to clear
person who
that.
sent it was on Instagram.
Yeah,
Sorry, just yeah,
somebody
pointing it
slid
out.
into the DM and say, "Hey guys, what this movie?" And I wasn't going to talk about it, but because of our preamble and all the rants that we've done about the initial movie we wanted to watch. I know Cody hasn't watched this movie I'm about to talk about. Have you watched it?
Haven't watched it yet. Yeah.
Okay,
No, I
let
haven't
me
watched it
talk.
yet. I haven't
I'm
watched it
happy
yet.
you haven't watched it because I want you to go and watch it, right? But it wasn't bad. Let me
Here's what I will say
say
though.
that.
Hold on before you continue. So I saw a couple little snippets of it on Instagram because the person who sent it, obviously, I saw their story. And as someone who speaks Hausa
They didn't speak the answer well.
and grew up Hausa, notes, many notes. That's all.
Okay.
That's
Well, as
all.
someone that doesn't speak Hausa, I don't know. But here's what I'll say. I didn't actually plan on reviewing the movie, so I don't really have many notes. And I'm not actually reviewing the
Yeah.
movie, but I did have
What you
a
saying?
few things to say. First of all, the trailer
Yeah.
could have been better because after watching the
A
movie,
lot
I was
better.
very disappointed about at the trailer. And I was already disappointed with the trailer from the very beginning because when creator sent it to me, I was like, I don't think I want to watch this
I didn't
because
want to be the one to say I'm not watching this thing because that trailer
the
looked,
trailer gave nothing.
it was
It gave nothing. It was just like a bunch of random clips, which yes, is what makes up a trailer, but at the same time, you want your trailer to
not
like
necessarily, it's
make
not random
you.
clips. The clips actually still they connect
Yeah, they
together and
should
they make sense.
connect and they should make like your viewers want to watch them. Like, oh, what is this? But Trailer just confused me. And at the end of the day, the name of the movie is something about love and war or something. I'm going to rec that, that's my YouTube recommendation for this week, by the way. I'm going to recommend it at the end of
Yeah.
the episode. But I was not like, so where is the love?
Which is now pretty much.
In the trailer, I didn't get like anything from the
I
trailer.
mean, the guy that was the Jamal or whoever that was chasing the babe and wanted to marry her and said, "Don't think about my whatever, whatever, whatever," that he was saying. I can't remember what he was saying, but he was just saying something about don't think about what you've heard about me, you know me, whatever. That was the love, I guess.
Well, me, I didn't get it from there. It was just very random, and I wasn't really excited about watching it. I just said, let me watch it because I'm happy that, somebody sent us a movie to watch, and I said, let me watch it.
Yeah.
But then when I watched the movie, I was like, this is actually a very cute story. Yes, it's
Yeah.
giving males and boom, it's giving silhouettes, it's giving all this old historical romance. That was giving when you watch all this, when you read all these books from like all these books I used to read
Historical
in secondary school, Harlequin, Silhouette. That was giving not that they had all the sex or no. I mean like the story, the romance in it, right? It's always,
Yeah.
rich guy,
So it's Harlequin like.
giving Harlequin. But you know what? I wasn't mad at it because I liked the story. I liked the actors. I was
Yeah.
surprised because sometimes, when it comes to YouTube Nollywood, if it's not like an already established producer, let's
After.
say even like Ruth Kadri or Omoni Obodi type of, people, they don't really get really good
Yeah.
actors like that. They just get people. And I was surprised that these actors were actually like very good. And it wasn't cringe to watch at all. I liked the dialogue because
That's nice.
honestly, like 50% of what she said, I would have said it. Like there's sometimes that the guy was acting, I was like, I was thinking it, and then she said it. I was like, oh, that's good. Like the dialogue was actually very interesting. So it's a love story between, I'm not without giving too much away because I want you guys to go and watch it. It's a love story between somebody that's supposed to be like a political thug and a girl that's like very political, like she's
Broke.
politically, she's all like, what do they call people that's always like, oh, the government's not doing enough for us, they should do better type of thing. I don't know.
She's a political activist.
She's not an activist, but she's like, she doesn't support the government, sure.
That
So,
means
but
that's just
he,
people.
yeah, exactly. I don't think the word for that, but yeah, he's a political thug, so she doesn't really agree with his stance on things. Then they fall in love, and I like the way they fall in love. The movie didn't really feel rushed, but it is a tragedy in the sense that the main character did not survive. So
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say who died or who didn't die, but somebody died at the end.
I feel
So
like you can take an
yeah,
educated guess. I feel like you can take an educated guess just based on that trailer alone. Though I don't know why I'm calling it a trailer.
yeah, but like the movie was interesting. It made me smile. I watched it at this is how you know a movie is good, right? When I don't want to drop it, like when I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch everything.
You
Like I
watch it
watch
once
it
a
at
day.
once. I swear.
I'm
I watch it
proud of you.
at once,
Okay, that's
bam.
actually giving me motivation to actually go sit through
And
it.
you didn't feel long. It actually like when we got when I when it was like 40 minutes in, okay, I felt like I had just started watching this movie. Like though it didn't
Oh.
feel stretched out. Things were happening. Boom, 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 boom. They didn't make their falling in love lot. Like he didn't chase her for too long. He chased her,
Yeah.
but it didn't feel like too long. It felt appropriate. And then from when they fell in love to when the tragedy struck, it just happened back to back to back. So I didn't feel like I was waiting for anything. I wasn't waiting. I was like, what's going on? I liked her friend, like the side characters, I like the acting, I like the main character's acting. The only thing is, whenever a character is, for example, it happened in this movie too that we're reviewing this week. I've forgotten the name of the movie, the one that had Sam currently. Where the other, when we first saw him, he looked like a rich guy, and then he changed his clothes, and then he looked like a young boy. this movie too, something like that happened where the thug, they always had him dressed in native, and then he always looked like a rich guy. And then there was like one scene where he was dressed casually, and he just looked. But this one was positive. The other movie looked very. I was just like, why would they want to make this guy look like a young boy? But you know what? In this movie, it worked. It worked for them because it kind of brought him down to her level somehow. Because all through, when they dressed him in native, he looked kind of sophisticated and rich and all of that. And then when he wore
So basically, they
casual,
gave him House of Boys swag and then they removed the House of Boys
exactly. So
swag.
when they removed the Hausa boy swag, I could see it's like, not like I couldn't see it before, him and her together, but it now made, like, it made sense being like dressed casually, and he looked a little bit more innocent. For giving like all this exactly Hausa bad boy kind of vibe, all this like,
Oh,
but
don't worry, I know my people as well.
yeah, I like the movie. There were some parts I was just like, but generally the story was nice. And it was an interesting watch. I will be recommending that for our YouTube Nollywood this week. The name of the movie is Wrong Side of Love. You're welcome, guys.
Interessante. Yeah, guys, that's your YouTube review for the week. Again, thank you to the person who sent it through to us. I can't remember her handle off the top of my head right now, so general thank you. Like we said, the trailer was a choice, so maybe work on that. But the film, according to Sunu, was good, so I'm gonna watch it. And that's it for this week, I think. Thank you guys for listening, and that is obviously our Nollywood what's it called? YouTube Nollywood review for the week. I will definitely go watch the movie now. Big thank you to the person who sent it through to us. Can't remember your hand off top of my head, but thank you for that. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Spotify or anywhere else where you listen to podcasts. Please share with your friends, your daddies, your uncles, your mommies, your aunties, everybody, enemies too, subscribe, all that good stuff. Please, please, please participate in the Q&A. It really helps us if and when we get feedback, so we know what's changed, what you like, what you don't like, and rate the movie. What we are rating it. Actually, it's a out of 10.
This one that we just watched.
The look you just gave me.
Please. We've already said that this was not a movie, so I can't even rate it. Like, how would I be rating a skit? Like, please. I can't. I don't even know what to say. And please, I don't know. Let's move on. Or
Bye,
what
guys.
would you rate it? What would you rate it?
Please, negative something.
Thank you. It's more like a negative. Maybe like a negative three.
Yeah, five. It's five.
Try to be nice.
Don't know why I'm trying to be nice. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Share with your friends. Let us know what you think of the film if you venture into the land of watching it. If you don't, you are smart. And we'll see you next week.